So the question was asked, if someone has a friend that's very ill, what can that person do for that person? What is the Torah tells to do on behalf of that person? And I think that part of the question was also, if that person is not so close to the concepts of Judaism, what are some do's and don'ts? So we have to know in life that firstly, we don't have all the answers. And secondly, sometimes we have one mitzvah and we're tempted to do a different mitzvah. Meaning, over here, a person's ill, our mitzvah is to help take care of him. Our mitzvah is to ensure that he has the medical treatment he needs, to deal with his physical needs. And sometimes people get very tempted and very confused to do a different mitzvah, which is maybe help him see the light, maybe help him understand that his life should be different. And that's really confusing one mitzvah with another, and sometimes at the expense of the other. So firstly, let's recognize that we have a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and that's the mitzvah of really taking care of someone that's ill. So what does it mean to take care? So the halacha says, you make sure they get the medical treatment they need. You make sure that the room they're in is clean, that it has a good smell. You make sure their clothing are clean. You try to ensure, firstly, that the physical conditions are there for a person's recovery. And then you try to take away things that are bothering them. If a person's depressed, we try to make them happy. If a person has a lot of things to take care of and that doesn't let him rest well at night, so we try to help him take care of things. We try to do things to alleviate his suffering and alleviate his troubles so that he can focus on recovering. So that's our mitzvah. That's number one. And that should really be the focus, not to be confused with other things. Now, sometimes a person is searching, and especially a person who's terminally ill, sometimes wants to have a little bit of a connection with what Jewish thought says about situations like this. But we have to first be sure that they want that, because that's not our mitzvah right now. Our mitzvah is to help them physically get better or alleviate their suffering or do what we can to help them physically. And the spiritual help that they need, that's a separate question, and I don't think that we have a right to connect the two. They're not. The person needs help, let's help them. If the person is amenable to the idea and the person wants it, and we have to be very careful to make sure that they want it, not that we want to say it, that they really want to have that. So very often we try to put a person in contact with a rabbi, it could be a Chabad, and we try to get them connected to easy mitzvot. And sometimes that also helps a person feel better. We had a person in Los Angeles who was terminally ill and sent a request to be cremated. So we tried to put him in touch with a Chabad rabbi who came and put in a mezuzah, and they were very excited about that. And that gave them a lot of strength. You never know what excites a person. But that's all, you know, that's all secondary. That's after you've done everything you could for the person's health. Afterwards, if it doesn't contradict his health, if it doesn't contradict your health, so if he really wants it, and if he really... that person who wanted to be cremated thought that he couldn't afford a Jewish burial. So we let him know that you could have a Jewish burial for free if you can't afford it. That's not a reason to cremate your body. And then once we let him know that and we put him in contact with the people that were relevant, so then he already instigated that it would be very nice to do a few more things and to learn more and to understand more. Now, if the person is open and the person wants to hear, so then the first point is possibly the point that Avraham Avinu taught the people of Chet.
I'm sorry, what about the right?
40. No, it should be the 40.
Okay, 40.
And that is that life doesn't end on this planet. Meaning, one of the major points of Judaism is that there's a soul. Life is not just about the body. And that's why Avram invested so much in the burial plot for Sarah. That was part of the message. There's more to life than what we see here. And it's worth investing in that. We say there's going to be Tchiyat HaMetim. that it's not even over. The soul's still coming back and in that body, but that's a separate point. The idea that this is just a journey that leads into a bigger journey is something that people sometimes are not familiar with. Another point that a person should be aware of is the hashgacha pratit, that God is watching over what's happening here, and that God is always open to conversation with us. There's no office hours or after office hours, and God doesn't take us to task over the past. If we want to come back, He doesn't say, "Well, after such a history, leave me alone." Those are points which to us might be obvious, but to people in this situation are less than obvious, and even to us it's worth reminding. Just the idea that the door is always open. There's another concept which in certain circumstances you won't be able to say, but in the correct circumstances, the idea that God loves a person more than he can imagine is an important idea. A person will come back and question and say, "Then why am I suffering?" The whole book of Job revolves around that. That's part of the challenge of life on this planet. That on the one hand we say God is good, and on the other hand there are things that hurt, there are things that are bad here. So that's part of the concept of Bchira Chofshit, and most people in the time that they themselves are suffering aren't open to hearing that, just like Eov wasn't. Eov was a big tzaddik until his suffering pushed him over the edge. Chazal say that in Shemayim Eov is not taken to task over what he said that emanated from his pain. In heaven they don't hold a person accountable after he's suffering for things that he says, just like we know a pregnant woman. When she gives birth, in the pain of delivery, she might say things she regrets, and the Torah doesn't hold her to what she said then. So those are starting thoughts. The idea that we don't understand God's ways is an important idea to say. The question is, can they hear it? Meaning, why do you believe in something you don't understand? So then you enter a much bigger conversation, which is about what we do understand and what we don't understand, and the challenges and the concept of emunah, where really it's best if a person's open to it, to try and get him in touch with someone who can hopefully have these conversations and help him along with it. I don't think we could cover that here. But in a nutshell, the main point is help him physically. If he wants it, then introduce him to the basic concepts spiritually, and if possible, introduce him to easy and enjoyable mitzvot, like lighting candles on Friday night, like davening once a day. Let him first say Shema and let him just talk to God. If he's willing to put on tefillin, that's a nice mitzvah, and there's a lot to explain about that mitzvah. There are easy mitzvot, giving a drop of tzedakah. You could give a nickel of tzedakah every day. These are really easy mitzvot, and when presented correctly, I think they help a person move along. But again, we can't confuse two different mitzvot. Our first mitzvah is helping the guy. Fair enough?
Yeah.